Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 17th, 2016. And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Yeah, our top stories this evening. Some ZANU-PF members stage a protest in support of beleaguered Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
A lot of people are talking about the issue of suspension, which I've always been on record saying that it's a bit misplaced.
The saga on the impounded United States registered plane continues in Harare.
There's obviously more to this whole story than meets the eye. It's just a huge coincidence that there should be a possible stowaway on a flight that was carrying nothing but money. And the stowaway would have been going in the wrong direction.
And MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai appeals for drought aid in areas hit by a crippling drought.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Some ZANU-PF supporters said to be aligned to a faction allegedly led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa staged a protest today in Harare. According to sources, the demonstrators who converged at the party's provincial headquarters urged President Mugabe's wife, Grace, to stop abusing Mr. Mnangagwa. The vice president was recently attacked by Mrs. Mugabe for allegedly attempting to topple the 91-year-old president. Mrs. Mugabe allegedly leads a group calling itself the Generation 40 or G40, which is also eyeing the presidential post. G40 is expected to stage its own protests at the ZANU-PF headquarters tomorrow. ZANU-PF lawmaker Joseph Chuma, who is also a central committee member of the ruling party, says rival factions in ZANU-PF should stop fighting over President Mugabe's succession. Chuma says only God will determine President Mugabe's fate. He tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube that these factions should in fact focus on reviving the ailing economy and devastating drought gripping Zimbabwe.
A lot of people are talking about the issue of succession, which I've always been on record saying that it's a bit misplaced, because you are talking of succeeding somebody who was given a mandate, a clear mandate by a majority, because it was a resounding victory to lead the country throughout until 2018. So why people would want to jump guns and rush and start talking of succession now really boggles my mind. Because, look, at the end of the day, we must all know by now that God is the one who gives us life. I think people should really keep shush and stop causing all this confusion and unnecessary tension, which we don't really need in our party. Let people, let all due processes, okay. Right now we've got a president, and that president is a mandate to lead the country until 2018. If ever we're going to talk about anything, we'll talk about it at the next Congress. But right now, really, people must be content with the leadership that we have. And that's how it should be, instead of causing all this mayhem and confusion, which is not necessary at all.
Is that not part of the democratic process in the party?
Democracy detects that there's a right platform for everything. There's always a time for everything. Even the Bible says there's a time to love, a time to sow, a time to die, a time to be happy. And so there must be a time, surely, for talking about succession. But when that right time comes, yes, let's talk about it.
That was Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF lawmaker and central committee member, speaking there with Studio 7 from Harare.
Western Global Airlines of Estero, Florida, the American corporate owner of the cargo jet impounded in Harare after the bloodied body of a man was discovered aboard during a refueling stop, says the man was allegedly a stowaway. Though authorities in Zimbabwe are still investigating the incident that has grabbed world attention. Western Global is privately owned by James K. Neff and Sunny Neff. The Neffs have strong corporate backgrounds and significant success in starting, building, and running their own entrepreneurial aviation ventures. Blessing Zulu has more.
A statement from the owners say the MD-11 aircraft en route on Sunday to Durban, South Africa from Munich, Germany, was carrying, quote, a diplomatic shipment for the South African Reserve Bank. It expressed its condolence over the death, saying, quote, we are saddened that a person has lost his life by stowing aboard one of our cargo aircraft, close quote. The company acknowledged that it was working, quote, closely with the Zimbabwean authorities as they fully investigate this situation. We appreciate their professionalism and the care they have shown our crew, our cargo, and our aircraft. Along with our customer, Network Airline Management, we express our condolences and support the efforts of the Zimbabwean government. We also appreciate the dedication of our crew, the patience of the South African government while awaiting its shipment, and the engagement of the U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe. U.S. Embassy spokesperson Karen Kelly told Studio 7 that the embassy is not commenting at the moment and referred all questions to the Civil Aviation of Zimbabwe, or CAZ. But CAZ was not available for comment. Zimbabwean police spokesperson Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba told Studio 7 that investigations are still underway and it's a long process. Charamba said the post-mortem is currently being done in Zimbabwe. The statement added that Western Global Airlines is in continuous contact with its crew, and when cleared to do so, they will complete the last leg of this charter. The aircraft departed Munich, Germany Airport on Friday, the 13th, 2016, with a crew of 3 pilots and a mechanic, as well as 2 passengers traveling as couriers for the diplomatic shipment. The aircraft made a refueling stop at Zimbabwe's Harare International Airport approximately 9 hours later. During the refueling process, ground crew attending the aircraft noticed unusual streaking on the nose gear, and upon further investigation, a deceased male was discovered in a compartment adjacent to the wheel well. The company has confirmed that its normal service, safety and security inspections, which meet or exceed all security maintenance and operation standards, were performed by its maintenance personnel prior to the flight, and that cockpit crews conducted exterior walkarounds prior to departure. But the company says, quote, the area where the body was found is an area not visible to these inspections, and there is no indication the stowaway's presence affected the operation of the aircraft, close quote. But how common are these stowaways? Since 1996, there have been 105 stowaways on 94 flights worldwide, according to the Federal Aviation Administration in the United States, in an email to the U.S. Today Network. More than 76% of those attempts resulted in deaths, the FAA says. The FAA's numbers reflect stowaways in the wheel wells, nose wells, and other unpressurized areas. Stowaways in wheel wells, as in most recent cases, have to contend with freezing temperatures, lack of oxygen, and the risk of being crushed by the plane's wheels. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Blessing Zulu in Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, Gao Lynch, editor of Fly South Africa magazine, tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube it is puzzling how the plane ended up landing in Harare in the first place.
There's obviously more to this whole story than meets the eye. It's just a huge coincidence that there should be a possible stowaway on a flight that was carrying nothing but money. And the stowaway would have been going in the wrong direction. Normally a stowaway goes from Africa to more the more developed countries, not the other way around. So there's a lot that doesn't make sense in the story. The other big question is, well, why did the aircraft need to land in the first place? And the only reason that we can think of at this stage, without having actually spoken to the flight crew, is that they had a pressurization problem. Perhaps because of this person in the ENA hold, that's the equipment and navigation area in the front of the aircraft, had caused a pressurization problem and they had to fly lower, which uses a lot more fuel, and therefore they didn't have enough fuel to reach Durban.
Now, what do you think is happening right now in Zimbabwe?
Well, I don't know. It depends on the implications as to what was actually known. Was this a genuine stowaway? Was this an attempt to hijack the aircraft, perhaps? Who knows? This is a complete mystery at this stage, in that no one is any the wiser, or at least no one who knows, who's saying anything is any the wiser. We haven't had any official comment from either the flight crew or from the Zimbabwean authorities. So I'm afraid that anything that we say at this stage is conjecture. And we don't know why it would have been flying lower and therefore run short of fuel.
And what could be the fate of the crew?
Well, I believe that they're not actually being held in jail or anything. I believe they're staying at the five-star Meikle's Hotel in Harare. And at this stage, they're probably just being detained for further questioning. Maybe the police have taken their passports.
That was Guy Leach, a pilot and editor of Fly South Africa magazine, speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Johannesburg in South Africa.